We're going to read Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. May God bless that to us.
Please be seated. And our children, aren't they amazing? Absolutely amazing, our children were. Thank you to John for leading us this morning and our children. I encourage you to take time to thank our children. I can assure you wholeheartedly, if you thank them, you will receive so much more back. Our children give and give and give and give. And if we take time to say thank you to them, they will give you back a hundredfold. So please take time to do that. Thank you to Marjane and Colin, that I know spend an awful lot of time practicing, so thank you to you. Thank you to Sound and Vision. And importantly, and most importantly, thank you to you for coming. I am utterly convinced that your week will go better because you have made time to put the King first in your life. He will be with you, guarding and guiding you. Bartimaeus. So Jesus, his disciples and a crowd were leaving the city. At the roadside, a man was begging. I am sure, like me, you have been in a crowd before now. Now, anybody that knows me a little bit knows that my crowd that I'm going to talk about is at Crufts, because I absolutely love going to Crufts. And I can remember when I was a little girl always wanting to get a peek at the Afghans. So I would race down from the Daxons, where I was probably showing, down to see the Afghans, and there'd be a crowd. So I had to squeeze in and try and find a peek at these Afghans. I often couldn't, but I used to be able to listen and hear what was going on, and I had to really rely on my hearing. And I am sure that is exactly what Bartimaeus had learnt to do. He had learnt to rely on his hearing to relate to what was going on in the world around him. But this day, a different vibration, a different sound, a large crowd moving along the road where he sat begging. No doubt that sound of what he was hearing was different too. A chatter of excitement and expectation. Could this be the Messiah? I think that Bartimaeus would have heard people talking about Messiah over previous weeks. Was this the coming king? Bartimaeus lived in a culture where they were looking expectantly for the Messiah. Everybody hoped that they would be alive to see him. No doubt Bartimaeus had heard about the miracles that were going on, and Bartimaeus may even have heard about a blind man receiving his sight. Can you imagine the excitement that he felt when he realised that Jesus was passing by? Well, just like me trying to work out what and who was being judged in the ring and trying to get a little glimpse of what was happening, Bartimaeus, I'm sure, was trying to hear what was going on as the crowd moved closer. He was more and more convinced that the talk was, in fact, about the Messiah. So he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, we know that faith comes through hearing the word of God. And I am sure that a man without sight would listen carefully to the stories that he was hearing. Some people may have even sat down with him and spoken to them directly about what they'd been hearing and what they'd seen. And you can imagine that he'd have this great thirst to just hear it over and over again. This is a man without sight sitting at the edge of the road. He was hearing this excitement about what Jesus was saying and doing in the crowds. And so he was not going to miss this opportunity. Jesus was not going to leave this city without him being heard. He cried out. He was rebuked. He was told to be quiet. But Bartimaeus had heard enough about Jesus to enable him to take action. Many rebuked him. But Bartimaeus cried out all the more. He took action. His faith and action were working together. He believed in his heart and he confessed with his mouth, "Son of David, have mercy on me." I can imagine the attitude from the crowd that Jesus would be not interested in him. They were probably thinking, what's he got to offer? What can he bring? He's filthy. How often do we think that we won't measure up to Jesus? How often do we think that we're not good enough to come to Jesus? The enemy will so often tell us in the most subtle of ways that we are not good enough. We even sometimes tell ourselves that we can't do something when actually our Lord says that we can do all things. All things are possible through Christ Jesus. That we are to lean not onto our own understanding. So what did Jesus do? Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." I'm sure that Jesus asked us to be interrupted, to stop and to see how his will can be done here on earth. Jesus' prayer is that we are in the world, but not of it. That we are protected by the evil one so that we can do his Father's will here on earth. Jesus used this situation to teach and to tell them to call him, to stop, to see the outsider. I've had to ask myself the question, how well do I do that? How did they respond to Jesus' instructions? Listen to what they said. Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. We are told that in this world we will have trouble, but we are to cheer up because Jesus has overcome the world. So the first thing that Bartimaeus is told to do is to cheer up. They know that following Jesus is good news. Today is the day of salvation. Jesus is calling you to follow him. Throwing aside his cloak, he jumps to his feet and comes to Jesus. That image of throwing that cloak off just reminds me of my day of baptism. Often the Bible refers to sin as filthy rags, and here we read that Bartimaeus is throwing off his cloak. He's on the ground. He's under the cloak. He hears Jesus is calling. He jumps to his feet, throwing off his cloak, and comes to Jesus. What a wonderful image of leaving our past behind us, seeking the new, of going down into the water, coming up washed and clean, a new creation, seeking the will of God for our lives. That's what I see here. As soon as he got the invitation to come to Jesus, he recognized that he no longer needed his worldly possessions, unlike the rich young man that we heard about last Sunday. Bartimaeus had found his way and he was not turning back. Jesus was going to be the light to his path and the lamp to his feet from now on. The new creation had come, the old has gone, the new is here. And I'm just going to encourage you, if you haven't been baptized, do it. It is the best thing that I have ever done in my life. Talk to Mickey, talk to one of the leaders here. Take action, and I can assure you that we will be cheering you on. And so, Bartimaeus has thrown off his cloak. What a wonderful image. Bartimaeus had heard the word of God. His faith had grown, and he takes action. He cries out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man says, "Rabbi, I want to see." Bartimaeus humbled himself before Jesus, acknowledged Jesus as rabbi, teacher, and spoke into that power and authority that he knew came from him. "I want to see." He didn't just ask for a few coins to fill his small cup. He wanted to see. He asked with confidence, knowing that when God reigns in our hearts and minds, all things are possible. Bartimaeus had met with the truth, and knowing the truth had set him free from the way he previously saw himself. Notice what Jesus says. How does he respond? Does he point to his lifestyle? Does he go through all his past? Does he refer to his filthy rags? No. Jesus says, "Go. Your faith has made you whole." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the way. Are you allowing Jesus into your life to be the difference maker? Are you seeing through your eyes of faith? Helen Keller famously said, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." Bartimaeus was able to confess with his mouth that Jesus was Lord because of what he felt in his heart. He realized that followers of Jesus are not under, but above, set apart, children of the Most High God, the head, not the tail. "If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top and never at the bottom," we read in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Our circumstances will often seem overwhelming if we take our eyes off Jesus, if we forget to hear him saying, "Get up, follow me." But looking to Jesus makes the difference every time. It's a daily discipline to seek first the kingdom of God. And if we do this, we are invited to the abundant feast at God's table and to drink from the river of delights. We find this told to us in Psalm 36, verse 8. Be committed. Allow Jesus to make the difference, remembering that our faith and actions need to work together to achieve our God-given potential. James chapter 2 verse 22 says, "You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did." Bartimaeus had faith and took action. He wanted to find his way, to continue life as a follower of Jesus, no longer looking to the world system to provide his needs. We see in previous chapters of Mark that Jesus knows the desires of our hearts. He knows our thoughts before we even speak them. He knew that Bartimaeus wanted his sight, but Bartimaeus had to take action. He had to commit to following Jesus. Perhaps today you know that God is calling you to be a follower of Jesus. Or it may be to become a church member or to get involved with some of the activities that take place throughout the week. I encourage you not to be silenced, to not think about what others might be thinking of you, to not allow that voice in your head to stop you taking action, but instead call out to Jesus. Take off your cloak and take action. Don't let this moment pass you by. Let God do a new thing in and through you. Knowing Jesus makes all the difference. Get rid of foreign gods you have with you and purify yourself and change your clothes. Genesis 35, verse 2. Take off your cloak. Put on the word of God. Renew your mind to the ways of Jesus. Let Jesus be the difference in your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be given unto you. I love how Bartimaeus was told to cheer up. Jesus had instructed his disciples to call to Bartimaeus, and the first thing he was told to do was to cheer up. His attitude could now be one of hope rather than hopelessness. The followers of Jesus knew that this was going to be good news the moment that Jesus had heard him and he took action. An encounter with Jesus is definitely good news. So often we have not because we ask not. We must ask. Our Lord loves to hear our voice. Why didn't you tell me what you needed so I could send you away with joy and singing? We read in Genesis 31, chapter 27. God knows our hearts. Let's come to God openly and confess all that we are. Let's ask big. Talk about our dreams and live with expectancy as we live to serve the King, allowing Jesus to make the difference in every area of our lives. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are the difference maker in our lives. Father God, we thank you that you want to do abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. Help us to come to you, to throw off our cloak, to cheer up, to have grateful, thankful hearts. And as the children sang this morning, let our light shine. Let you in and through us shine brightly in all and every situation. Lord, I thank you for each one of these people here today, and I pray that they have heard you say, follow me. Follow me along the way. Lord, truly we ask that you are the lamp and the light to our feet. We thank you for your word that we can refer to time and time again. And that you speak into our individual situations over and over and over again. Tireless words of comfort. Tireless words of wisdom. And we thank you for them. Lord, be with us as we leave this place so that we can truly live to serve the King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.